Kam, he was born in 1922 into a Sephardic Jewish family in Bitola, in today's North Macedonia. In her Centropa interview with Rachel Chanin, conducted in March 2005, Rosa paints a poignant picture of the Balkan Sephardic world that was wiped out by the Holocaust. Before the war, Rosa had fallen in love with Benno Russo, who she knew through their Zionist youth club, Hashomer Hatzair. The two had planned to marry, but when war came, they both joined the partisans and had no contact with each other. Rosa was arrested as a partisan by the Bulgarians. She spent much of the war in prison, while the Bulgarians, not the Germans, deported the Jews of North Macedonia. When Rosa and Benno found each other in the closing days of the war, her 24-year-old boyfriend had become a general in the army. Here is what Rosa told Rachel about starting life over.
For a very long time, I didn't know what had happened to my family. All the time, I thought that someone would come back. I couldn't fathom that they would have murdered my father, my mother, and my brother. So I kept hoping. But I did know this. After I was released from prison in Skopje, I couldn't bear to go back home to Bitola. I knew something dreadful had happened. Still, surely someone would come back, wouldn't they? That was when I heard about this place, Treblinka. And slowly, bit by bit, every surviving Jew, those few of us, learned what had happened. No one, but no one, sent to Treblinka came back alive. And it was the Bulgarians who rounded them up and sent them to their deaths. The only time I went back to Bitola was many, many years later. Then we would go for a single afternoon for a commemoration service, then we would leave immediately. So Benno and I were meant for each other. We married in 1946 in Skopje. I think it was June, and if I'm not mistaken, it was the 16th. Then marriages weren't celebrated. I mean, God forbid. My family was completely wiped out. His parents were too. Who was going to celebrate with us? So we went from our offices, found two witnesses on the way to the municipality, and Benno's brother Dario, who'd been a prisoner of war in Germany, he married my friend Dora Nemichas on the same day. Before the war, all four of us were friends, and we were together in our Hashomer Hatzair club. Dora fled to Greece before the Bulgarian occupation. She thought she'd be safe. She wasn't. From there, she was sent with the Greek Jews to Auschwitz. After the war, Dora returned to Skopje. She was skin and bones, but she started coming back to health quickly. After the wedding that day, we all went to lunch together at Hotel Macedonia in Skopje and returned to work. That was the whole ceremony. After the wedding, the four of us lived in one room. There was a balcony, so we put an extra mattress out there and we'd swap off. A few months later, we got another room, and then we got a kitchen, then we started having babies. Slowly, slowly, things were sorted out. Dora had a brother in Israel, and he wrote to her and asked her to come. So she and Dario went in 1948 or 1949. But Benno and me... How can I say it? We literally bled for our country. We fought and we won. We weren't going to leave Yugoslavia. I went to work in the Ministry of Finance, where I became the assistant to the minister. Benno remained in the army and took more and more important posts. In 1952, Benno was transferred to army headquarters in Belgrade, and I was taken into the National Bank. Then we returned to Skopje. By then, we had three children. To be honest, we never spoke to them about the past, not until much, much later. But we did name them after those in our families who'd been murdered. That much we could do. Even though there were so few of us, I have to say that we Bitola Jews, and we had been kids together in Hashomer Hatzair, had all made something of ourselves, and we really gave to our country, and to Macedonia especially. Our friend Shami, he became an ambassador, as did Maurice Romano. And then our friend Avram Sadikario, our neighbour, he became a well-known doctor and wrote volumes of beautiful poetry. His wife was my best friend, Zamila Kolomanos. She had been a fierce fighter in the partisans during the entire war. She served on the Central Committee of the Communist Party for years. So very few of us, and we were all brothers, we Jews from Bitola. Our Jewish community was terribly small, but we kept it together, and after the fall of Yugoslavia in 1991, we have made it stronger. There's an expression we use, and it still sounds right. The years make their own. And I have never regretted, even for a minute, remaining here.